Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
So imagine sinking a decent amount of cash into a title, getting home and setting it up and getting all ready to play, only to realise on starting it that this absolutely wasn't the game you wanted. Well, maybe you don't have to imagine. Maybe this is more likely than you think. I'm Amy from What Culture, and here are 8 exact moments you knew you'd bought the wrong game. 8. Noticing the absolute state of it all. Grand Theft Auto, the trilogy, the definitive edition. It would actually be hard to pick just one moment when you realise that the GTA Definitive Edition was not all it cracked up to be, and that would be because the whole thing is just a mess. Whether it was the dodgy textures, the missing music, the janky controls or something else, there's a myriad of mistakes that could have sealed the deal on your realisation. On buying the Definitive Edition, consumers expected something polished and well-assembled and, well, definitive. It should have been the perfect marriage of all the GTA games into one cohesive, impressive package. But needless to say, this is not what we got. The appearance of the games and the graphics are so bad, and this is when it was meant to be fixed. And the data miners are finding all sorts of dodgy stuff hidden in the code, including dev notes and previously removed content. It all just sort of feels rather unfinished. Regardless of what exact moment made you realise this edition was buggered, we can all agree for sure that it is. 7. Encountering a total gameplay shift. Brutal Legend. Needless to say, if you're midway into playing a game and then all of a sudden the gameplay experience flips on its head, you may be feeling a little out of your depth. Nay, you may feel like you're playing the wrong game altogether. What you're led to believe is your standard third-person brawler suddenly changes completely. And I'm not talking about the rhythm game-like minigames that come with spellcasting, but instead, when the whole mission shifts into the style of a real-time strategy game. The game's marketing had sold it as far more action-based than it really was, with EA to thank for what some people would call misleading advertising. Not only was the game not as action-heavy as players expected, but they had to adjust to certain parts, being an entirely different genre. Ultimately, many would argue that the inclusion of these different elements kept the game interesting, even if it was jarring on your first run. I guess once you wrapped your head around things, it was probably a better experience for it. 6. Finding there were no other players. Order and Chaos Online. The short-lived Ouya console had a host of promising games on it, including a range of MMORPGs. Unfortunately though, because of the relatively small number of people who owned and actively played on their Ouya devices, one of the biggest problems with online multiplayer games was that there just wasn't the population to sustain them. One such game is Order and Chaos. Those who bought into it expected a fun, polished, but predictable experience, backed by their faith in its publisher Gameloft, aka the famed publishers of such beautiful games as Earthworm Jim and Shrek Forever After. Sadly though, the expected charm of the game's universe never materialised once players got into it, and that was because there simply weren't enough players to populate the world. Because there were separate servers for Ouya players, they couldn't even benefit from the population boost available from other platforms, leaving this console's population well and truly stranded. Had all the servers been combined, perhaps it would have solved the sparse population problem, along with a few other problems including being able to move your game across platform. But unfortunately for many who eagerly entered the world of Order and Chaos on Ouya, it just wasn't the world they wanted. 5. Coming to terms with the fact it just wasn't near good enough. Duke Nukem Forever. Those who excitedly picked up Duke Nukem Forever may have been expecting a blast of nostalgia served alongside a healthy dollop of fun, but what they instead got was a washed-out, cringe-inducing rehash of the beloved character they played throughout the 90s. We have to approach remakes and reboots with a certain amount of cynicism, it's true, but as impassioned gamers worked their way through Nukem, they found themselves wondering where it had all gone wrong. How had they managed to pick up such a thoroughly soulless game when what they were after seemed like such a clear, simple MO? Critics slammed the game, going as far as to call most of its content embarrassing. This is a harsh criticism, sure, but can we say it's unfair? In the stark light of day, the game showed the character in what was an incredibly unflattering light, reusing many of the old tricks for charm that now came across as sleazy and outdated. It was just super disappointing, to the point that maybe some people were hoping this wasn't all there was. It was uncomfortable, unentertaining, and outright just not good enough. 4. Realising every port was going to be better, except for PC. Resident Evil 4 on GameCube. Smashing critical and sales records for the series, Resident Evil 4 first started its ascent to greatness as a GameCube exclusive. However, the smug smiles from GameCube owners soon began to fade away once the exclusivity deal began to run out, and they knew that the game would be ported to other consoles into PC, likely making their own version inferior. It turns out their fears were valid, as the PS2 version came along offering a new side mission, tweaks and fixes, plus some new costumes to boot. It felt like a kick in the teeth for those who had helped put the game on the map, but it wasn't the last laugh to be had, for in a rare instance at the time, both GameCube and PS2 players turned in unison to laugh at those trying to play the game on PC. The PC version was a broken mess, poorly optimized and prone to crashing over minor details, and it was a long time before the game was fixed in any part by the devs. Therefore, think of this as a two-in-one, the GameCube realizing it had been rapidly left behind, and the PC players who simply couldn't play the bloody game at all. 3. The gameplay shrinks behind the cutscenes. Balan Wonderworld. Coming from the co-creators of our beloved Sonic the Hedgehog, anyone who had missed the pre-release rumours about the game could reasonably be expected to have had high hopes for Balan Wonderworld. At the beginning, you're treated to some really colourful, engaging, visually impressive cutscenes. Just what you would expect. But it's when transitioning out of these beautifully animated cutscenes that you may find yourself wondering if you're actually still playing the same game. No amount of finesse in their animated interludes could overshadow the fact that the game is just not good. The controls are minimalist to the point of unusable. The costume power gimmick, which otherwise had the potential to be quite cool, is terribly executed, and the whole thing completely lacks any meaningful plot or characterization. You cannot be blamed for trusting in people who'd previously given you something great, leading to a sinking feeling and a passing thought of, is this really the right one, when their newest offering lets you down. Yuji Naka and Naoto Oshima really fumbled the bag on this one, with every step of that fleshy Sonic lookalike player character reminding us of this. 2. It gets weirdly scary. Echo the Dolphin. By now, Echo the Dolphin is sort of infamous for having this effect, getting us all to pick it up as kids thinking that we were in for a delightful deep-sea adventure, only to then be absolutely traumatized by the game's sudden change in tone. Within minutes of enjoying the water with your fishy friends, it all comes to an abrupt stop as a tornado violently sucks them all out of the ocean, leaving your cute little dolphin player character completely alone. From there, it only gets more bleak, with a range of surprisingly challenging sections set against a haunting score and backed up by occasionally horrifying enemies. Absolutely nothing about the cover art for this Sega classic gives away its darker tone, meaning I'm sure that plenty of parents out there picked it up for their kids assuming it was a simple seafaring romp, only to accidentally scar little Timmy for life. Overall, it's a good game and it's enjoyed and praised by many, but that doesn't mean that it didn't absolutely confound us on the first play. 1. Finding out the trailer was a lie. Aliens, Colonial Marines. A great game trailer really is an art form. We get served these gorgeous, cinematic masterpieces carefully crafted to pique our interest in all the right ways. Sometimes it's great, and all the promises of the trailer give way to a game that matches or exceeds what it showed. Other times, you get games like Aliens Colonial Marines. The trailer promised a gripping alien adventure. Set against a brooding score, we were expecting a tense, high-stakes horror shooter. But what players actually received was an uninvented revisiting of all the alien fan-favorite locations and items with barely any plot to hold it together. When the very first thing you see in the game is the iconic M4-1A pulse-action assault rifle, yes, the very one that Hicks so passionately introduces to Ripley in the original film, you may begin to wonder if this was the game you wanted after all. I mean, with no work whatsoever, you're handed the most efficient weapon in the game, making it completely redundant to even bother obtaining or leveling anything else up. And that summarizes the rest of the game. There's no point. Everything is either a fan service nod or a depthless A to B mission, with no proper characterization or interesting mechanics. It's rather hard to engage with anything at all, to be honest. It didn't take players long to realise that this isn't the game they signed up for, nor is it one that they particularly want to play.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.